You're listening to The Parting Shot with H. Alan Scott.
Do you remember this?
Unanimously, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
The way in which I would say that back in the day, just randomly, in any sort of random moment, it's actually insane, and I'm a little embarrassed for myself. Well, if you aren't aware, that wonderful voice and that wonderful little clip comes from Anne Robinson, the original host of the game show The Weakest Link. The show was huge in the aughts, massive, and there's a new era for the crazy popular game show, and it's hosted by the great Jane Lynch, and she's who I will be speaking with today. Now listen, I love a good game show, but I particularly love a primetime game show, the ones where everyone in America is basically watching at the same time. Because of social media, there's this new live conversation happening around these shows that just makes the viewing experience more fun. I chatted with Jane about this, her love of game shows, and what elements of Anne Robinson's original flair she's bringing to this modern day version of the game. I think Jane Lynch is a perfect person to host The Weakest Link, I have to admit. But of course, we talked a little about Jane's incredible career as well. This 5-time Emmy Award winner, and she's been nominated 12 times in total, which is wild. She's come a long way since most of us were first introduced to her work in Christopher Guest's incredible film, Best in Show. Speaking of, I mean, the level of love that I have for Best in Show is just next level. It is such a good film. It is so funny. If you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. It is. Let me just give you a little taste of Best in Show here.
She has a very big heart. She's generous. She's kind. Yeah. She's sweet.
And vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah. You just changed my life. And as it turns out, she's a dynamite in the sack.
Likewise, I'm sure.
And that voice, the other voice besides Jane's in that clip, is Jennifer Coolidge. And Jane has a really funny story to tell me about her time on set with Jennifer Coolidge, and if she'll ever do another thing with Jennifer someday. I really hope they do. It's just so good. You have to watch that film. But of course, she went on to win Emmys for her work in Glee and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and she's been nominated for her work on the Hulu hit Only Murders in the Building. I mean, she's just done so much. And also, I loved her appearance in the Julia Child film, Julia, Julia. It's a small moment, but I just love her and Meryl Streep as sisters. She's just such an incredible actress. And I wanted to know if she actually would venture into doing more dramatic work. There's an episode of Glee where it's revealed that her character Sue, who's kind of like an angry sort of character, has a soft spot, and she actually go visits her sister who has special needs. And it's a more dramatic episode for her. And so she has the chops to be dramatic. And we talked a little bit about that episode and if Jane would ever do sort of more dramatic work as well. I'm just a big fan of Jane Lynch, and you'll be able to tell that from our conversation. We also spoke about her becoming famous. She literally became famous immediately after that sort of post-Ellen coming out world, and how that impacted her career as a queer actor, and if she ever struggled or had any situations post sort of Ellen coming out. Because, I mean, Best in Show was right after Ellen's coming out, and Jane was just sort of herself right from the beginning, which it was kind of incredible to watch. Honestly, there's just so much in this conversation, so let's just get to it. Go on and grab a snack, because I will be right back with Jane Lynch.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I have to say, as soon as they emailed me that and telling me that you were going to be doing this in The Weakest Link, and I mean, first off, they emailed me about you, and I was like, yes, I want to talk with her. But then also about The Weakest Link, which is such an iconic game show brand. Like, how exciting is it for you to be taking over and joining this legacy of this iconic show?
Oh, I love it. I always loved the show. I loved Anne Robinson. I always admired how she was able to hold such a stern presence and kind of like a shaming school mom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and everybody was like kind of afraid of her. And it was a little more serious than I have a little bit of a wink in my eye and, you know, a little bit of a smirk of a smile. I can't pull off that what Anne Robinson does. But so I've always loved it. And the game itself is it's a simple game. Mm-hmm. It's not complex, but it's a very satisfying game because these trivia questions, some of them are, you know, right there for you. And other ones you have to dig deep. And then there's other ones that you have absolutely no reference for. So it's really fun to watch the contestants struggle with that aspect of it, especially while the lights are on them and the camera's rolling and the clock is ticking. I'm always so impressed with them, how they're able to do that. And some of them actually play strategically, you know, that they know when to bank and they know when to get rid of somebody good. And so it's really fun to watch people deal with it in different ways.
That's exciting. What about, I mean, were you a fan of the original run of The Weakest Link?
Yes. Yeah, I loved it. And I loved her. I loved Anne Robinson. I thought she was just great.
She really is. Those are, I mean, those are some big shoes to step into in that, like, she, I mean, you're right. You can't be Anne Robinson, but no one can be Anne Robinson. But also, like, is there going to be that element of you putting your own spin on sort of like how the game is played? Like, she had, of course, her alliteration of how she spoke and everything. Like, what do you think is your mark in it?
Oh, God, it's so hard to ask the person who's doing it because then they sound all full of themselves. But I'll try and do it as humbly as possible. Well, first of all, I think that mine always has a little bit of a wink, even though I get snarky and our producer, Stuart, is in my ear. And sometimes he'll give me things to say that are so mean that I have to overrule him. But he's really good too. I'm so glad to have him in my head while I'm doing this. I think my mark is that there's a, you know, I'm a softer, gentler Anne Robinson, but that doesn't mean that I'm squishy.
Yeah. I mean, you do have just the persona. I mean, I followed your career for a long time. So I've definitely seen sort of like how your, the persona, the public persona of you through your performances, that is definitely, and that translates so well to hosting this game show, I think.
It does.
Don't you
it
think?
Is. Yeah, it was kind of a an easy shift to make, indeed.
Yeah.
And you know, in one way, there's a part of me that's, you know, kind to them, but, you know, when necessary. And then for the most part, I'm kind of a badass.
Is there anything new about this iteration of the game show that is different from the original?
No, it's exactly the same game. And I think that's why it works so well. You know, you don't reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. And each episode is exciting because of the people and the questions. So each game has a completely different tone to it. But I think one of the reasons the game shows are so for people who watch them, are so fun to watch, is that you know the game. The game is easy. We're not doing complicated things here. It's a simple game that's challenging. It's not real easy. And when you tune in to watch the show, you know exactly what you're getting. So there's a familiarity with, you know, the structure of the show. Mm-hmm. And that's always fun to do, to feel, to have that familiarity, to turn on the show and you know it's going to be this game. But it's always a different show because it's different people, different questions, and, you know, different day and time.
Definitely. Well, also, too, I mean, one of the things that I think is different about this generation of The Weakest Link, and one of the things that I find so fascinating as a fan of the game show genre in general, is how, especially primetime game shows, which I think are very different from daytime, in that social media, there's a social conversation that happens while the game is being played. There's an element of a social relationship that the host and the players have with the audience. And I wanted to know if that part of, and you've been doing game shows now for a while. I mean, you've won Emmys for hosting a game show. So, like, you know, the game show genre, like, have you seen social media impact how we kind of view game shows?
Well, because we do things, you know, we're not shooting them live, so there isn't that interaction. But I know things go on online on social media while the show is airing. Yeah, and I think that adds to it. That adds to the joy of it. And one of the things that's great about this show, which is also why we love Jeopardy and why we love The Price is Right, is that you can play from home. You know, you're sitting on the couch and you're yelling the answer at the television. And so you know, when you're partaking in it, it makes it that much more fun. And now people are doing it on social media, which is great.
Mm-hmm. With, like, let's say a Jeopardy game show, there's a certain type of, like, I would not be good at Jeopardy. I would be horrible at Jeopardy. And I know that about myself. And I feel like there's a certain type of person that does particular shows. So I wanted to know who you think is the type of person that is great for The Weakest Link.
Well, I think it could be the Jeopardy people. Mm-hmm. We do have some challenging questions. The Jeopardy people and those who have, like me, you know, educated, reasonably educated, you know, not overeducated, and have and love trivia, have an ability to hold on to kind of what we think are like useless facts. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they have a use. There is nothing more satisfying than that, to be able to pull something out of your head that you thought you would never use for anything. And here it is being asked on The Weakest Link. I love that.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's and also like, what is it about? I mean, you do so many different things. You're such a talented actor. You're an award-winning actor. You've done Broadway. You've done so many different things. What is it about game shows? That's what makes me excited about you doing this, because I'm like, Jane Lynch doesn't need to be hosting a game show, but I want her to be hosting a game show. Like, what is it about this and a game show that excites you?
Well, it's kind of like throwing a party. And I love to throw a party. I don't necessarily like to go to them.
Same.
In fact, I don't at all. Yeah, everybody I talk to says the same thing. I was like, well, then who's going to these parties? I don't know. But I love creating a good time for people. Mm-hmm. And nothing thrills me more than you know, setting something up for a group of people and watching them, you know, really compete with each other. And they know that I'm taking care of them, even though I can be snarky. But, you know, I'm in charge. You can relax and just focus on playing the game. Mm-hmm. And I will enforce the rules. But you just get to, you know, do your part and have fun and, you know, try and remember these answers. So I love doing that.
I mean, were you always a fan of game shows? And what game shows from the past stand out to you as particular favorites?
Match Game.
Mm, oh, Match Game.
I loved Match Game. Brett Summers and Charles Nelson Reilly and Richard Dawson. And from what I understand, they used to do like shoot three a day and they were drunk. Through most of them, which I think is so fun. You could tell they were having such a good time.
Yeah.
And I like, there was a game show hosted by Bert Convy called Baffle, B-A-F-F-L-E. And what they would do is give you three letters from the word and you had to guess what it was. I mean, it's simple. It's simple stuff. But, it, you know, I had celebrity contestants and then civilian contestants. And that's always fun. I like the stuff with the celebrities. Yeah. I love Password. That was the first. In fact, that was in black and white when I would watch that. I love Password. The password is.
Do you think there would be an element where on The Weakest Link, because I love a celebrity, when they mix celebrities with regular people, there's some great clips of Betty White. Betty White, iconic game show host as well. Right. And, you know, she has a long history of playing in game shows. But like there's those videos of her competing against regular people doing sort of like word games and stuff. Is there going to be a celebrity Weakest Link as well? Do you
think we have not had a mix? We have had some, like the first episode that we're airing in this mid-season premiere is Days of Our Life cast. But we haven't mixed actors with celebrities or contestants, regular contestants with celebrities. And that's a good idea. That's fun. That's always fun to see that.
I'll come on as a guest producer for that one. I would love
that. Oh, all right.
I'll bring on the celebrities that I want to see, because I want to see Eva Longoria do something. I just do. I don't know why. I think she'd be fun. Well, because I am such a big fan of yours. I can't leave an interview with not asking you a few little questions about some other things you're involved in, which I heard you say that this new season of Only Murders in the Building is wackadoodle. That's a quote.
Wackadoodle,
that's a quote that you said.
That on the Today Show.
And I know you can't say much, but I want to know how, at this point in your career, to be on a show that is like sort of, I mean, that's a critic success that is definitely, and you've been on a lot of those shows. So like, how does it feel to still be such an important character actor in the mix with, on a show like that, with such amazing character actors?
Thank you for saying that. That is high praise. You know, like it's a dream come true. Who would have thought that I would be working with Steve Martin? You know, when I used to listen to his album, Let's Get Small. I don't know if you're too young for that.
No,
but that,
I remember.
Oh my God, you probably remember it. Yeah. I mean, I could quote it. I try not to in front of him. Yeah. But and then Marty Short, I've been a fan of his forever. SCTV is one of my favorite things. So just a real thrill to be there as, you know, one of the gang. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. And Selena Gomez and I worked together when she was 18.
Oh.
And we did a movie called Another Cinderella Story. And I played this wicked stepmother, and she was the Cinderella character named Mary, as I recall. And she was just a kid.
That's amazing. I do feel like you are kind of the new Kevin Bacon, and that everyone in Hollywood can kind of be connected to you in some capacity.
6 degrees of me.
Yeah, it's true. That's the next. That could be a weakest link in
the next game. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, I have to say, like many people who are probably listening, I was first introduced to you. Actually, I didn't know it was you then, but you were on an episode of The West Wing, and I always remember your question.
What was my question?
You have this. It was the episode where the president got shot Did he get shot?
Two-parter.
Yes. The two-parter one where he announces that he has MS, I believe. And then you have all these questions. And you're in the thing and you're standing. I mean, it's just, I just recognize you, but I didn't know who you were. You had such a presence in that moment. But then Best in Show, of course. Best in Show, Christopher Guest. Yeah. And what I love is you and Jennifer Coolidge teamed up in that and created Comedy Gold. And now the two of you are also doing, of course, your own things, but like being amazing in your own right. Would you ever want to team up again with Jennifer Coolidge?
Any day of the week.
And what was that like? That must have changed your career, that movie.
It did. And on so many levels. But the most fun part and the most impactful part for me was being with Jennifer. Mm. We met before we went out to Vancouver to shoot it, and we talked about our characters, and we talked about how nervous we were. And we hung out every day because, you know, we didn't work every day. Mm-hmm. So we would take a walk through Stanley Park, and I don't think I ever laughed so hard. She's just the funniest person and the deepest and kindest. And we would go someplace to eat, and she'd always forget her wallet, and I'd go back and get it for her. It would be raining, and she would show up without a raincoat, and I would go get her an umbrella. You know, she's just one of those people. She's such a brilliant person that, you know, she needs people to get her umbrellas and stuff like that. And I was happy to be that person.
Looking back on that, because it really sort of shifted, of course, your career, but it also shifted, I think, the tone of comedy that you do. Because were you doing a lot of comedy before that? Or were you, it seems like you were doing acting.
I was doing sketch comedy with my friends from Chicago and doing guest spots on sitcoms from like Party of Five to... Yeah. I don't know, Friends, you know, so a lot of different stuff, like medical shows and then sitcoms and, you know, Empty Nest, stuff like that. Yeah. But when I got Best in Show, it definitely, you know, put me on the map, if you will.
Yeah.
And I started getting work based on that.
Well, one of the things that I think, and I have to ask you about this episode because it's one of the most impactful episodes of television I think I've ever seen. And it's the episode of Glee where your character visits your sister who has special needs at home. And that's that whole episode. And the reason why I asked about comedy before that is I feel like that episode shows how deep of an actor you can be, that there is a range to what you do. And at that time in your career, we hadn't really seen that a lot, at least on a mass level, from you. And we've seen it since in other small areas and stuff, but I would love to see more of that from you. Do you have any ambition to sort of do more?
Absolutely. I'm whatever you want to give me to do, I'll do. And sometimes it gives me an opportunity to dive a little deeper. Mm-hmm. And I always relish it and love it.
Does that episode stand out to you in terms of just your career and what you've done?
Yeah. You know, when they gave me, when I realized that I knew that Sue Sylvester had something she was protecting in the world. And at first I thought it was her own tender heart. And then they gave me a sister with Down syndrome. And I went, that's why she dresses every day in a uniform, the tracksuit, and as a warrior, because she has been protecting her sister from this cruel world. And her sister has this beautiful purity that only kids with Down syndrome have. It's just an open-heartedness and a trust. And I think that's what forged the steel of Sue Sylvester. So, yeah, that was a big deal. And the woman who played my sister, who has passed away since, was just such a bright light. I mean, she was at the time, 55 years old, and which is, you know, a pretty long life for someone with Down syndrome. And her sister, who was her caretaker, was just so lovely. And so, yeah, it was an impactful episode and moment.
That's amazing. Well, my last question for you is, and I think I've been thinking about this a lot, actually, and just sort of preparing for this interview, but also just looking at, I mean, just as a queer person, looking at sort of television and performers and sort of the timeline of sort of queer rights in entertainment in a lot of ways. And I think it's interesting that Best in Show came out when it did and told your stories, you and Jennifer's character stories, in the time that it did, because there was sort of a post-Ellen sort of purge of sort of little moments of queerness coming out, but there wasn't really a standout thing that allowed us to just sort of laugh and not make it about...
Make it so serious.
Exactly. And I think you really benefited from... You were sort of one of the first sort of out celebrities that post-Ellen that... was able to sort of do things without having to have it be define what you do. And I wanted to know if you thought that.
And that's what, you know, Ellen really took one for the team. You know, she was the first one and she was really brave. And, you know, everybody's whispering about it. And is she or isn't she? And then she did that Time magazine cover and said, yep, I'm gay. Yeah. So she did. And, you know, I wouldn't have wanted to have been the first one. So to have been the first one. But, I, you know, she blazed the trail for us. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and I think that because of what Ellen did and what Melissa Etheridge did and Katie Lang. I think it was, you know, I came along at the exact right time and benefited from that.
Was there ever any fear of being out during that moment? And because that was a different time. It really was in terms of
Best in Show coming out. I didn't think about it. Didn't even have a thought.
Wow.
You know, it was a job. I was so happy to be in a Christopher Guest movie. I didn't have one thought. Everybody's going to know I'm gay. Well, I mean, Jennifer isn't gay and she played a gay person, but you know, of course people would find out I was. And, but the great thing is I didn't have to hold a press conference for it and because nobody cared.
You were able just to do you.
Yeah.
Which has been really amazing. Well, I have to say, like I said before, I'm a big fan of yours and I'm so glad that you took the time to do this. And I'm so excited that I get to watch you on television during the week again.
Well, thank you so much.
Let me know what you thought of today's episode. I'm H. Allen Scott on everything. And leave a little rating and review. You know, do it. I mean, you're not going to do it, but I hope you do it. I think you should do it. For the latest news and podcasts, head to Newsweek.com and follow Newsweek on all the social platforms. And go to Newsweek and subscribe to my newsletter for the culture. It's lots of fun. Until then, watch something fun. Maybe watch The Weakest Link. You are The Weakest Link. Sorry, I had to. And have a great day.